Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bouncing on the right side. Holds off Porter. Gets him on a hip. Pass over to Shamet. It's a three. There's your ball game.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit.
This is your idea, Ray? Here Come the Suns? Very clever.
No, it's... I refuse to believe that there has not been a single song written or performed about the sun since 1969.
Walking on Sunshine. I don't think we should play any of them. Before we wander down aimlessly down that path, I don't think we should be playing any of those songs in honor of the Suns today. Okay. By the way, I had the under last night, Ray, so I'm, you know, despite that Warrior loss, I'm feeling pretty good about myself and about that game.
Well, I mean, the Warriors are an obvious underplay all the time. And when you're talking about the other really great defensive team in the league, I mean, it just screamed out to bet the under.
If
and
you're,
that yeah. sounds like hindsight, and it is, but...
Not in my case, sir.
Well said. What'd you put down?
I was just for fun. Just a fun bet.
Oh, you clown. That's not betting. That's just BS.
I know. If you're looking for all the best Warriors content from 95.7 The Game, text Warriors to 20357. That's Warriors to 20357. Make sure to hit the subscribe button in the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Yeah, this is Damon and Ratto. Whitey in for Damon. Elijah Mitchell from the 49ers, by the way, going to join us about 4:30. But Ray, on the text line here it is from Warrior fans, from the 650. This conversation has been going on all day. It's exhausting. Steph flat out missed shots. I watched the game back. He missed 7 wide open uncontested shots. That won't happen Friday. Promise you that. From the 510, we will see Mikal Bridges and the Suns turn into Patrick Beverley and the Clippers Friday night. Curry does well after a bad shooting night. So a lot of Warrior fans seeing the cup still half full and seeing that loss last night as one that really was caused more by the Warriors' faults than by anything the overrated Suns were doing.
Why do you read that stuff? It's bad for your eyes, mm-hmm. and it's bad for your brain.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how fans are looking at it.
It's never interesting to find out what fans think about anything.
Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden, mid-90s. Thank you from the 310. Yeah, I just totally, that's not the game I saw. People have said, what game are you watching? We're clearly not watching the same game. That's not to say, oh, the Warriors are in big trouble. But they got beaten last night by a really good team.
Let's go back to the genius who said that Curry had 7 wide open shots. How many wide open shots does he have in a normal game? It's way more than 7. And that means that 14 of his 21 shots were contested.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what point are you trying to make? I think the point is a lot more of his shots were contested than normal.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean it's going to happen every time. That was one night. Literally, relax. If you're a fan and you can't deal with a team with 3 losses in the first 21, and that the biggest margin of defeat in any of those was 8, you're not well. You should stop watching.
Maybe you're
things.
Just a fan, Ray. Maybe
no,
you're just
no,
a fan.
Fans get that break all the time. No, there's a standard you ought to be able to set. If you can't discern what happens, they should just take your TV Take your phone, take all the other devices, your microwave, if you can get, you know, visual images off that, do that too.
Well,
just, we don't want to hear it.
Even Steve Kerr acknowledges that the Suns did a pretty good job on Steph last night.
Teams are going to commit people to Steph the way that Phoenix did, then there's going to be openings. You know, there's going to be openings for Jordan, openings for Otto. Those guys, you know, knocked down a bunch of threes. There'll be openings for Klay Thompson. That's going to be fun. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, lot to look forward to, but the main thing we've got to take from this is got to get better. We played the Western Conference champs. They were the better team. We get to play them again in a few days. Let's see if we can make some improvement and carry that improvement forward so that when we do get into these type situations, we can be more effective.
And that was the Klay reference, a very interesting Klay reference, which drew a few chuckles last night. But that was one of the positives last night, despite the loss, Ray. Yeah, Steph struggled, but my goodness, you mentioned already, Jordan Poole was unbelievable last night with 28. Otto Porter continues to shoot the ball very well, 16 points for him. And whether they won or lost last night, they have to get better to get where they want to end up here. But there were some bright spots despite the gloom and the fact that they were in the game in the fourth quarter, despite the fact that the Suns got so much defensive traction. That I think you could see as a positive. I don't think you have to be a really biased fan to see that, yeah, the Warriors were in that thing until the fourth quarter, into the fourth quarter.
But I think fans got used to the notion that there is a period in every game, often in the third quarter, where the Warriors simply take control. And last night was one of those rare nights when they actually didn't. There are only a couple of instances all year where I think that was true, and that was the overtime game against Memphis.
Which they probably, I still think they should have won that game, and they should have won the Charlotte game. Last night, I wouldn't say, me personally, I wouldn't look at that game and say, oh, they should have won that game. They got beaten.
No, yeah, they got, I mean, they're not running the table. And frankly, it's good for basketball if there are teams against which the Warriors can be compared. You know, wire-to-wire is not nearly as compelling as, hey, this is going to be an interesting game this weekend against Team X. You know, just the year they went 73-9 and they were roughly playing against themselves, that's good for numbers accumulation, but it didn't do much for drama. Last night, you're riveted because you know the team they're playing is just as good as you are. They are.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if Friday's game is a 15-point win, the fact is Phoenix is going to be there till the end. And basketball, all sports are better when there's more than one team. It just is.
In what ways do you see these teams as being similar? The differences are obvious. The main thing is the Suns have that size in the middle, including former Warrior JaVale McGee, who played so well. In what ways are they similar? They share the ball well. They're connected on defense. And the Suns have a lot of depth, too.
They're both smart. They both defend exceedingly well. And they know how to attack other teams' weaknesses. Monty Williams is a grossly underrated coach.
Mm.
And I think,
why'd the Pelicans fire him?
Because that's what the Pelicans do. That's why the Pelicans are a proud 14th place team. there's a lot of credit to be given the whole basketball operations group there because they created a team whereby they could drop Chris Paul into it, and they all got better. Devin Booker, you know, is a sensational player because Chris Paul is there.
Right.
They are a smart team in the fourth quarter because Chris Paul is there. And they've got just physical specimens like Ayton, like Bridges. They do smart things. They don't hurt themselves. But they can create situations in which they hurt you. That's what a good team does.
From the 650, I'm a realist. Warriors are a great team. Suns are right there with them. It's going to be a battle all season. We'll get Iggy and Klay back, but they'll also have Booker. This is, for now, neither here nor there, perhaps, but I'm really concerned about Iguodala, who isn't expected to play Friday, and he's got not only a sore knee, but swelling in his knee. Something swelling in there. That's not good. We'll see. I don't know when we're going to get Iguodala back. Fingers crossed, because he was playing surprisingly well for the Warriors early in the season. But looking at the box score, Ray, and you talk about how both these teams play defense, something's going on here that I think reflects a trend in the NBA, and I'm not sure if this is good for the Warriors or maybe works against them. The Warriors last night got to, would you say it was a physical game? Well defended? I thought it was a fairly physical game. Warriors got to the foul line 14 times. The Suns got to the foul line 11 times. They only made six, by the way. So you had a total here, 25 free throws in the game. On the one hand, wow, that improves the flow of the game, makes it more watchable. But that's great for teams who look at the Warriors and say, one of the only chances we have against them is we got to shove them around. And I think the league is allowing a lot more of that this year than they have in previous seasons.
Well, they are, but up until last night, it wasn't an issue. I think being able to play physical is more than just being able to put a body on a body. It's being able to stay with the body you're trying to control. And the Suns are one of the rare teams that can do that. You know, the Warriors, you know, the league has been playing the same way all season long, and the Warriors were 18-2. So it's not like they were getting defeated by the new way that basketball is being played this year. In fact, you could make a case that they were, you know, relative beneficiaries of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think last night was a game in which both teams got to play the same way, and Phoenix was just better appointed to play that way. That's all.
Here's the big surprise, I think, from the Warriors' standpoint. Yesterday, I was on with Dibs, and we were talking to Tim Roy.
There's your first problem.
And Tim Roy said, look, the Warriors have been rebounding very well, and if they can take care of the glass tonight, they should be in good shape. Well, they not only took care of business on the glass, Ray, they dominated the Suns in the rebounding department last night. The Warriors out-rebounded Phoenix 51-35. 51-35, and yet they lose that game by 8. So obviously the turnovers had a lot to do with that. You get more possessions, but you give a lot of those away. But as I say, I think the Warriors would have been very surprised if you told them you're going to dominate in the rebounding department, but you're still going to lose the game going away. Phoenix is going to win this game going away.
Well, I mean, but points in the paint were relatively even. Second chance points, Warriors won that by 9. You know, so, you know, the rebounding numbers, you know, and everything else tells you that the size wasn't as disturbing as you might think it was just watching the game. But the Warriors did not have an answer for Ayton. They didn't really have much of an answer for McGee either.
No, 4 for 4.
Yeah, and so between the two of them, that's 15 for 23.
And you could see when, for example, Bielitsa was on Ayton, it was like, boop, 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 get him the ball. They knew that Bielitsa had no chance. And we talk about what a bad game Steph had. By some measures, his worst shooting game ever. Draymond Green had a really bad game, too.
I wasn't as offended by his game. I'm not trying to imply that I was offended by Curry's game either, but the takeaway from Curry's game was not that he shot poorly. That's going to happen. It's that the Suns disrupted the Warriors' offense to such an extent that he only got two assists.
Right.
And that's the thing that just jumps out at you. And normally, he would be a guy who picks up 6 or 7 rebounds himself. And on a night when they out-rebounded Phoenix by 16, he only had 3. So what's clear to me, at least, is that Phoenix made a point of making Curry make choices. And the choice that they took away first was his ability to see the basket clearly and without a hand in his face. And normally somebody else would pick that up. But other than Poole, nobody really did. And one of the things that the Warriors have been really good at is that there's always somebody else who makes sure that a guy who's having a tough night gets picked up. And they didn't have enough of those. You know, I don't think Green was bad at all, but I also don't think he was the difference maker that he normally is. And that in part is due to the fact that Curry had a hard time getting from point A to point B. And that's the takeaway for me, is that Phoenix didn't just take Curry away. They took the Warriors' rhythm away.
Yeah.
They took their pace away.
Yeah. Almost literally knocked them out of their offense. And the Warriors could not get back on track. How big now is the game Friday, given what happened last night?
Only one game bigger than last night's, because it's still early December.
Yeah, it is.
And I hate to keep going back to that, but there are no statement games that get handed out this early that endure.
I think this is a statement
game. Now, maybe the
game.
Warriors yeah. wanted to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that they did. And I don't think that this was Phoenix wanting it more than the Warriors did.
No.
I just think stuff happens sometimes. And what happens in game 21 is going to have no bearing on game 41 or game 61.
But I do think Friday is a statement game from a number of standpoints. And I know way back when, I talked about this yesterday, you know, when Pat Riley was coaching those great Laker teams, and they were going to win their 60 no matter what, right? But there were certain games throughout the season where you'd say, look, guys, this is a checkpoint game. This is a good barometer to figure out exactly where we are. Now, sure, it's awfully early, but it's the Suns. Given that the Suns and Warriors are clearly right now way ahead of everybody else in the league, given that the Suns just beat you in their own building, and given that the Suns have this winning streak going that you can snap, I'm not saying, well, that's it, the season's over if you lose Friday, but it's a big game, and it's a chance to make, for what it's worth, a really big early season statement for the Warriors.
It's a game for conversationalists. In that the statement...
But Brett, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you saw the intensity level last night. To me, that clearly indicates it's more than just a game for the conversationalists. That mattered. That game mattered last night to both those teams, and Friday's game is going to matter more.
Except that Phoenix is going to be coming off an airplane after playing...
Detroit, I think?
Yeah, but it's still 48 minutes they have to exert, and it's still effort they have to expend.
They could beat Detroit. They only have to play like 30.
It's not a question of whether they beat Detroit. It's what they have in the tank when mm-hmm. they go to Oakland on Friday. So, I mean, if the Warriors win by 10, let's say they win 104-96, just to pick a random score.
Sure.
What's going to be the takeaway then?
Well, how about this on the text line to answer your question? Warriors winning the season series versus the Suns, for home court will be very important. Totally agree.
Only if they end up in a tie. Otherwise, it means nothing. It's, you know, because I don't think players sit there and linger over games this early for a long time. It's interesting to me that the team with the best regular season record in this century has won like 8 times out of 22 or 21. Yeah, 22. That's not, so having the best record is not a hard and fast barometer of what happens when the chips get put in the middle of the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what last night did was show the Warriors that Phoenix doesn't back down, Phoenix likes to be physical, and it allows the coaching staff to start to make adjustments based on that. It's an informational gathering game, and as far as statements go, that's largely for us to blather about. I don't think this is going to linger in either locker room very long.
By the way, apparently one of us, and I'm not sure which one, said the game Friday was in Oakland. Just habit. If I said it, clearly it's because...
If I said it, then I don't care. They're playing in Oakland. Yeah. Shut up.
I may have said it.
Don't correct me, you pedant.
Ray is wearing an Oakland Seals...
shirt.
Shirt here. Yeah, I almost said sweatshirt. So that's why I got to... And I mistakenly thought it was California Golden Seals. He quickly corrected me. No, you dummy. It's got a big O on it for Oakland.
No, I believe I called you an idiot.
Okay.
Not a dummy.
You're right.
A dummy is way too benign for how I felt about you at that moment.
888-957-9570. Let's talk to Leroy in Oakland on 95.7 The Game. Leroy, the Warriors have a statement game they need to make on Friday now in San Francisco?
More for the young fellas than anybody else, because Curry, Draymond, you know, those guys are going to do what they do. And this team, hey, we build around Curry. So it's going to be the guys around him. And up until this point, they've been doing well, but they're young. And I was going to ask you guys a question. Do you think that the Suns' young guys outplayed our young guys last night? Because I really think they did, and I think it was they've been riding high lately. The Gary Payton twos and the Juan Toscano Andersons and the Chiosas, they've been riding high. And I think they got a little humble pie last night, and I think it's going to bode well for them. If it's such thing as a good loss for the young guys? I think it was. And so you got guys. I actually was looking forward to, like, the Cleveland game and the Charlotte game because they have a lot of young guys that can play. And I was like, man, let me see how our young guys are going to match up with these guys. So it's important that they get that experience. And I think this loss is going to bode well for them, guys. But, hey, I want your opinion. Do you think their young guys outplayed our young guys last night?
Thank you, Leroy, for listening. I don't know. I mean, Poole's still one of the Warriors' young guys. He played out of his mind. Thought it was interesting. GP2, 15 minutes, he had 8 points last night. But it was interesting. He missed both his threes. There was one play, Ray, where he's spotting up beyond the arc, and I think it was Crowder was guarding him, and Crowder practically handed him an embossed invitation. Please shoot that, sir. Go ahead. You can have that. Who are the Warriors' young players at this point? JTA was like, that's one of the worst games I've ever seen him have, where every time he picked up the ball, traveling. But Poole, because Poole played so well, I have a hard time saying, oh, all of Phoenix's young guys outplayed the Warriors' youngsters, and I'm not even sure how young those Phoenix guys are.
The Warriors were made to think last night, and I think part of their rhythm is based on just, you know, operating the offense without having to think. Phoenix really did make them all uncomfortable because it started by making Curry uncomfortable. They were willing to let other guys shoot the ball. And it's probably to Anderson's credit that he only took two shots, because every time he shot was going to work in Phoenix's favor, because they'll take that trade-off every time. The fact is, the Warriors ran into a team that knows how to defend them and has the wherewithal to do it. Because knowing how, 29 teams know how to defend the Warriors. Maybe two or three have the bodies and the tools to make that happen. And that's what happened last night. I think this is, you know, neither a statement game nor a watershed moment in the season. It's the first big game of the year. I mean, it's bigger than the Brooklyn game because, you know, Durant was basically playing again with only, you know, a struggling Harden and no Irving at all. This was a game where the other guys came in at full strength, and they dealt them one. And that's going to happen. I mean, they lost 9 games in the year they won 73. They lost 15 in the year that they, you know, won their first title. This stuff happens.
Yes, it does. By the way, people in the text line pointing out GP2 was plus 17 last night. Yeah, he played well. Ayton played well for the Suns, but a couple of the Warriors youngsters played very well last night. To me, last night was a statement game and what's going to be a series of statement games. The first statement there, and there's some feeling out there between the two teams because they figure there's a very good chance they're going to be playing a lot of games. We know they're playing a handful of games against each other this month, but there's a very good chance they're playing very meaningful games in the postseason. And the statement was last night from Phoenix is, you can't force our bigs off the floor. We can guard. We can stay with Steph in the switch. Ayton and Bridges can handle Steph. So what do you got? So the Warriors will want to counter, of course, Ray, given that they may play some very important games down the road. You don't want to show them too much, right? I mean, there are some things you want to save for those playoff games should it get to that. But I thought that was a big statement by the Suns. Like, no, this is the way we play, and we're not going to change the way we play. You're not going to force our bigs off the floor.
Well, it helped that the game was officiated the way it was, because I think McGee had one foul and Ayton had none. And I'm not saying that the Warriors got jobbed, because everybody got the same whistle. Nobody's got to complain about the officials unless you're a whiny baby. it is the nature of what is, at least for this year, the basketball that the NBA wants, which is a more physical,
yeah,
more defense-oriented type of game.
Fewer interruptions.
Yeah, they don't want to see guys walk to the free throw line 23 times.
Yeah.
And so, you know, guys got to play. Guys got to body other bodies. And it was played at such a pace that guys like Payton could thrive. Because, you know, Payton is exactly the kind of guy who would fit in fine with the Suns, because he plays that same way. And Phoenix likes to grind a game down. I mean, they certainly did against the Warriors last night. And a lot of times games are won by that alone, is who gets to play at the pace they want. And Phoenix got to play at that pace last night.
888-957-9570. Coming up, can Wiseman do what the Dubs will need him to do when he comes back? This is Damon and Ratto, Whitey in for Damon. And we are presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!